First of all, what's been the key emphasis during this international break? Is it to give the lads a rest, or have you used this time to key in on a few things?
I think it's been a bit of both, Rob. You know, we spent a lot of time together at the back end of the week, working on certain components that have let us down this season. We had a specialist guy in come in and look at some, you know, task work and focusing on certain tasks that, again, we've not been quite at it. There's a reason why we've conceded goals, there's a reason why we've not won games, and that's something that we're looking at as a staff and a group and trying to put right, and we'll you know, that's what we're working on and want to do. But certainly there's been a lot of mental stimulation and focus on the job in hand now, which is Middlesbrough.
You can get a lot out of these international breaks, can't you, David?
Well, you can, because you can focus and you can see where you're at. And, you know, we know if we keep concentrating on just the 5 points then that we've only got, then we might just be missing the fact that, you know, we are going to the top clubs in the league and performing at good levels. And I want to keep improving them levels. And like I said, the tasks in hand that we're just letting ourselves down on, the little moments, the 20 seconds where you've got to be super focused in games against the best in the Championship, that's what we've been sort of really focusing on, certainly since the QPR game. So yeah, I think it's a case of making sure that everybody knows what the job is. And you know, the games that come Saturday, Tuesday, you can't really condense your work into that timescale. Where you know, we've been able to do that, which has been good.
It's such fine margins in this division, isn't it? I mean, it's not just yourself that, you know, we've talked to about that. I mean, Dave Jones at Sheffield Wednesday, Paul Dickov at Doncaster Rovers as well, have said exactly the same things. And, you know, there are little things in a game which is the difference between winning and losing and maybe being higher up that table.
Well, it certainly adds to the belief. And, you know, you go that one game down and it's like, here we are again, we're in that situation. But then you go one goal to the good, and I'm thinking sort of the Bournemouth where we've hit the post twice within half a second. That completely changed the emphasis on the game, the focus, and what the lads are feeling at that time. It gives them a lift, it de-energises Bournemouth, and you know, there's sort of 3 points in the bag. A bit like, I think it's happened, you know, quite a few times this season. They've had some scars. But that's up to us, the management group, to make sure that we, you know, get them over them scars and we get them right for the next game, because that's all we can really focus on now. The future and you know, the Middlesbrough game is a key game in that.
It's a good challenge for the players, isn't it, to come back after this international break? Your next two games are at home, starting with Middlesbrough at the weekend, as you say. It's a great challenge for them to try and get some points on the board in these next two.
Without a doubt, you know, there's a fight within us, there's a fight within the dressing room. We've been in this situation before. We didn't panic then and we won't panic now. But what we will do is, you know, look to focus and regroup a group that at times this season have nearly got there but not. And, you know, we're not interested in what they've nearly done now. It's about what they can do and what we will do. And we're certainly looking forward to the Middlesbrough game. We're looking forward to this week. We've had a really productive week last week. And, you know, we'll go into that game with no fear and a real clarity to what we need to do.
You've got a few injury issues at the moment, haven't you? What's the latest on Peter Ramage? Is he going to be missing for some time?
We think so, yeah. You know, he's had a scan. It's a grade 2 on his thigh, thigh strain, a grade 2. And we're possibly looking at 4 to 6 weeks, but if a player's got to spend 6 weeks out, then he's probably spending another 2 weeks, you know, getting up to match fit and match focus. So probably looking at 6-7 weeks with Ramos, which, you know, is a blow. There's no doubt about that, because, you know, it took him a couple of games to find the rhythm again in the Championship. And I thought him and Cranes was building a good relationship and a good partnership back there. And, you know, that's been taken away from us. But we, you know, we'll focus what we need to do, which is obviously getting a back four out there that's been able to compete against Middlesbrough.
How are some of the other lads who've had injuries at the back there, David? How are they getting along? Jean-Yves and Voto, Louis Nyatanga, are they close to contention again?
Yeah, Jean-Yves very close. Louis Nyatanga, we've got a programme of works now that doesn't overload his injury site. So we're managing that one, and he's done the last 3 days. He's upped his tempo the last 3 days. Likewise, Johnny Mavoto. Steely's had a setback. We got him out on the training ground, and we did some work with Steely, some dynamic work, and he just took a little bit of a setback, so that's what we've got to nurse through. But apart from that, we're quite clear. We just, like I said, Tang's, I was hoping Tang would be ready for this Saturday, but he probably won't be.
So just to mention on Luke Steele then, you say he's had a bit of a setback there. Does that mean that he's going to be out for some time now, or are you hoping you're going to be able to manage this one?
I think it's a case of, it's how Luke feels to it. You know, we've got intel from the scan that there is a problem there, and we've got to manage that injury site now. So we sort of turned up the gas. The medical department turned up the gas a little bit and give him some dynamic work to do, and he just took a 4 or 5 day step backwards. I thought he'd be in contention this Saturday. I don't think he will be now, so a little bit frustrated, but you know, that's what happens when you've got injured to a keeper in the area that it is, which is his back.
What about Marcus Pedersen? Is he getting close to 100%? He's come off the bench, hasn't he, in the last couple of games. So how's he looking?
Yeah, again, the break's been good for Ped. He's just been able to settle his injury down and then give him some extensive work. And we'll build that work up this season. So he'll be involved against Middlesbrough. But that's one. You know, we've had Ped's back, but probably to a 70% of where he should be. Come Saturday, it'll be our focus to get him back 100%.
How's the search going for players perhaps coming in as well? I think a left-back's been something you've been looking at. Has there been any progress there?
Yeah, certainly a left-sided to give us that balance and cover for Tom Kennedy. But as well, we're finally balancing it against can we get Flynn Knight-Tanger in the picture and get him fit? Certainly not this Saturday, but potentially the Saturday after. Because if not, then we might have to have a centre-half. We're only one injury away from possibly only having Crane as a centre-half at a football club. So we've just got to make sure that instead of running into something hastily, we've just got to make sure we've got all bases covered.
Have you had a chance perhaps to sit down with Ben over the last week and maybe sort of plan out what you are going to do in the market?
Yeah, we have, yeah. We've looked at a lot of options. There's options out there. But nothing's come to fruition just as yet. We're trying to... I think the injury to Rama sort of steers off course a little bit, if I'm being honest. Because I've only really got one to play with. I've only got one line for time to play with. And we've just got to make sure that we have that base covered. So, you know, I got notes out last week. Notes from the Tranmere. And we're looking at what we might do with younger players. So we're just trying to balance the squad as we speak.